Depend on us for local news. Now, Mike Thomas, Heather Roberts, and Frank Bonacquisti.
Social Security recipients are the target of a new scam. Deschutes County authorities say this one is especially concerning.
Thieves posing as representatives of the Social Security Administration are contacting those receiving benefits, telling them they will be cut off if they don't pay up.
You should know that the Social Security Administration doesn't make that kind of a demand of anybody. They don't demand gift cards, certainly, or cash from anybody. And if you do get that kind of a notification, you should contact the local police department.
Deschutes County District Attorney Steve Gunnels tells KBND News this scam is more troubling than others, as person-to-person meetings hold more risk of harm than a digital transaction. The DA says a common tactic of scammers is asking to get paid in gift cards, since those are harder to trace as ill-gotten gains than cash or checks.
ODOT's Transportation Safety Office will host 8 meetings around the state over the next 6 weeks, starting Thursday in Redmond. Others are planned for Southern Oregon, the Gorge, and Eastern Oregon.
These are those rural areas where we haven't been in very often.
ODOT's Mindy McCart says they'll talk about how the agency can help influence public behavior, because punishments like fines aren't curbing things like speeding and distracted driving.
And the only way we know right now to influence the public is to get out there and ask them how they want to learn.
The information will help determine how grant money is spent in each community on a variety of issues.
We're looking at aging road users. We're looking at bicycle safety, commercial vehicle safety, commercial traffic safety, distracted driving, driver's education, emergency medical services.
Thursday's all-day workshop requires an RSVP. The open house starts at 5 at Redmond City Hall. Later stops include the Dalles, Roseburg, North Bend, and Island City.
A recent report finds 4 dams in the Columbia River Basin are big emitters of methane. KBND's Eric Tegetoff has more.
Research from the organization Tell the Dam Truth finds the 4 lower Snake River dams in eastern Washington emit the equivalent of 1.8 million metric tons of carbon dioxide each year. Sierra Club Deputy Western Region Field Director Robin Everett says this undercuts some of the claims that the dams are helping provide the region with clean energy.
It's really clear from this report that we have to take this a lot more seriously, that there are some real impacts as far as emissions go from these dams.
The report says the dams produce the equivalent emissions of burning 2 billion pounds of coal annually. Defenders of the dams say they're important for barging and irrigation for the area's agricultural lands. I'm Eric Tegetoff.
2 shelters in southern Oregon faced a crisis. Laura Klink with the Oregon Humane Society says the shelters in Jackson and Josephine counties were overwhelmed.
They have limited capacity, and so when they reach that level, they do a special call out for help. Jackson County also asked for help from the public and from other partner shelters.
The Oregon Humane Society organized large transports over the weekend and moved 60 dogs to their facilities in Portland and Salem. Klink says there's a nationwide increase in dogs going to shelters.
I think we're seeing the after effects of the pause on spay-neuter during the pandemic. So overpopulation is becoming a bigger issue. Lack of access to veterinary care is also a challenge, especially in rural communities.
All of the dogs will receive a medical checkup and get spayed or neutered if necessary. They'll go up for adoption as soon as they're healthy. The Humane Society is offering adoption specials through Sunday. Dogs over a year old are $50. Dogs under a year are $150.
The Deschutes County Road Department is reminding political campaigns and their supporters that political signs are no longer allowed to be posted in the right-of-way of Deschutes County public roads. Last year, the county commissioners adopted changes to the county code that went into effect in December of last year. County officials cite safety concerns for road users as the reason for the new sign rule. Political signs placed within a public right-of-way under the jurisdiction of Deschutes County will be removed by the road department. Campaign signs can still be posted on private properties with landowner permission.
This is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. In Oregon, between 2017 and 2021, more than 26,000 crashes were caused by distracted driving, killing 194 people. Kenton Brine with the Northwest Insurance Council says it's a significant problem.
The rates of crashes and the seriousness of crashes is only increasing as we've come out of the pandemic.
In Oregon, a distracted driver can be fined $1,000, and that increases to $2,000 if there's a crash. Brine says insurance rates also go up.
probably not going to be a significant issue if you get a single infraction and you don't have other infractions, like for speeding or reckless driving or DUI or other things connected with that.
If a crash is involved with the distracted driving ticket, your insurance can increase up to 20%. Tuition at Oregon State University is going up. Last Friday, the Board of Trustees approved an increase of 4.6% for undergraduate students. OSU will increase student financial aid by nearly $10 million to more than $125 million. That's nearly three times what it was 5 years ago. The university says the increases are driven by inflation from labor, goods and services, along with costs from increasing enrollment. The Portland winner of Saturday night's $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot should take their time claiming the prize and remain anonymous for a while, even with family and friends. The Oregon Lottery says the ticket holder has contacted them. Certified financial planner Gary Miller with Crown Capital Securities says they need to get legal and financial advice, including how to invest the money.
And there's no need to be investing aggressively with that kind of money. A modest, moderate risk type of an investment will probably be the best.
Miller says a financial planner will help decide where to put the money so the risk is spread over a variety of areas to help avoid having a big economic decline impact the money.
And, of course, you're going to want to be well-diversified in your investment decisions.
The winner can take a one-time $621 million lump sum payment or 30 years of annual payments. It's the largest lottery prize ever won in the state. The ticket was sold at a Plaid Pantry store in Northeast Portland. That store will receive $100,000. Listen to the morning news, sports, and guest interviews anytime, anywhere. Just press the news button on the KBND app.